How about $1,000 back in your life? You've got a shot to be able to win that starting on Monday, which is not an April Fool's joke, even though Monday is April Fool's Day, April 1st. But listen, at 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, new keywords are going to be coming. You'll be able to text them into a special number, which we'll give you then, and that'll be your shot at $1,000. Two winners each day of $1,000. Could it be you? We'll find out Monday. Because since honestly, some bastard in Jersey won the Mega Millions and not us.
We still have one more to go. One of the other big lottery.
Oh, the Powerball. Friday or Saturday? Well, either way.
Friday, I think.
I'll stop at the gas station. I know we're moving on here, but I had to address one last thing on the Gen Z is making a big stink about this, but I believe this has bled into other age groups. I can tell you right now, 60-59, not a Gen Zer. Mm-hmm. She's your age.
So she's an elder millennial.
Yeah, damn right. And I'm going to say
wise in her age.
Yeah, damn right. And she does the same thing. Her phone is constantly, and I'm combining silent and do not disturb because essentially the same thing happens. It silences everything, so you're not getting owned by your phone. But then I go into full FOMO mode. Before I go any further, you're a Gen Z. Is your phone always on silent, or do you have some sort of notification thing going?
I keep them on unless I'm like here at work.
It's so weird. I hear his phone more than anyone else is in this building.
Okay, so you are in the category of you need to know when someone's trying to contact you.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, 2457 says, I totally agree with Scott on the phone issue. I don't want to ever miss an emergency call. You guys are all nervous Nellies.
No, it's called we have responsibilities in life.
Well, they even said, especially any calls from my children, yeah. I'm never going to mute my phone.
Okay, Ellie, I'm going to convince her right now to un-DND her phone right now.
I won't do it.
The dog walker arrives to the house.
Yes. I thought about this already.
Yeah, and they're trying to reach you feverishly because Junior's left back leg is caught in the vent for the heat. And this is the most random over the top.
I love it, though.
You know, and he's sitting there going, Mommy, I can't move. I'm going to die in the heating duct.
And Drew can't get a hold of me.
Drew. And Drew can't get you. How you can feel then? Because your damn phone doesn't get a simple boom. I'm not saying you got to have the ringer on. Maybe the ringer's the silent, but just the boom to let you know a little light ding.
Yes, I will silence my phone and not D&D it.
Well,
because I don't want to miss.
You still won't get the ding.
No, but I can see my phone, though. I can see it light up like a Christmas tree.
But that's my point. You're now a slave to it that way. I feel you're more of a slave to your phone when it's on silent and it lights up than you are with a simple ding. Oh, okay. I know I got something. I'll check it in a minute.
I'm not a slave because my peripheral will see the light up.
But aren't you going to want to check it right away?
I do.
Oh.
And I need to, obviously, because okay. Junior's leg is stuck in the vent.
Yes, that's exactly. He's stuck 90, for days.
9645 says, my husband's always on silent and it drives me nuts when I'm out and he's home. I tried to reach him when my car broke down. And of course, he never heard his phone.
Pissed you off!
I just ask him, if I'm out, please turn the ringer on in case of an emergency.
Right. I mean, what are you hiding from?
You.
It's either.
I want silence. Okay,
I appreciate
you.
That, but you know, I'm only going to call you. Well, I'm going to call you for something stupid too. I can't even use me as an example.
Back to the Powerball. It is Friday. They're Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So you still have a couple more days to. Well, today you can win today. Today or Friday.
Oh, get over it. 6777777. Scott, if it's on silent, it will still vibrate.
Right.
Semantics.
Mm-hmm.
So you just heard it from a Gen Zer. He can't even live like that. Anyway, moving on.
Shocking.
Moving
okay.
on.
How they do it in Cleveland, where I'm from, is they're on spring break right now. It's always leading into Easter week.
Yes.
And the coolest thing happened to one of my friends and her kid. So they went to Disney for spring break.
That's pretty cool in itself.
Yes, but it gets better. But wait, there's more. So she sends pictures. Her kid is in the cockpit with the pilot.
I didn't think they allowed that. Wait, they were on the ground though, right? Because they don't allow anybody in the cockpit in the air.
I don't know.
I know for a fact. Nobody's allowed in there anymore.
I don't know that part.
Yeah, I do.
All I know is she sends a picture. Hey, how cool is this? Jaden got to go in the cockpit. I'm like, what? That's awesome. So I didn't ask her this, but I need to, or somebody can answer this too. How the heck do you get in the cockpit? What is it that you have to do?
Ask.
Is it that simple? Because I'll tell you what.
I don't know.
Have you ever been in a cockpit? Oh, you've never flown, have you?
Once. I was just kidding about my answer.
Oh. Jaden is
all timid. I was just kidding.
Jaden is 5.
Yeah. Oh.
He's cute.
Yeah. Well.
He's got curly long hair.
And you just answered it.
That's what I want to know. Is regular, just old Allie Payne going to get in the cockpit if I go, can I please get in the cockpit? Or do I have to be 5, curly hair, and cute as crap?
Yeah, I think that's the answer right there. 71231, keyword SAS. Have you ever flown in your kid or you got in the cockpit?
And how do you get in?
Yes. I have a theory on what you just said, and we'll find out next if I'm right.